How do you enforce a law that millions routinely ignore? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That's the problem, isn't it? Here we have a law that millions of people have simply decided to ignore. These people have all sorts of excuses. They tell themselves it's a silly law. They tell themselves they're good people who just want to work. They tell themselves everybody else ignores it. Why not me? And yes, they know that breaking the law puts them at the head of the line, ahead of people who have chosen to follow the law, but they feel that for them, there's no choice but to break it. I'm talking, of course, about the speed limit. Just about everyone who drove to work today broke the speed limit. They're good people who obeyed every other law, but they saw the posted speed limit and deliberately exceeded it. They don't consider themselves a threat to the nation's safety, and while there is always the fear of getting caught, it's not enough to slow them down. Okay. So suppose Congress came up with a speed limit reform bill that says, we're going to stop this charade right now. We're going to have patrol drones, cops every 200 yards, and if we catch you, we will send you straight home. But if you pay a fine of $5,000 and buy a new tamper-proof license for $1,500, pass a background check, and show you're a hard worker, we will let you continue to drive as you have been. I wonder what the reaction would be. Would commuters take the deal, or would they be ticked off? Would they say, thank you, government, for having mercy on me, a lawbreaker? Or would they say, what do you think we are, illegal immigrants? I guess we'll see. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.